Arcadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News and your daily wrestling newscast for Saturday, March 9th, 2024. Good morning, I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with WWE SmackDown broadcast live on Fox from the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas. The show concluded with a half-hour promo segment in which Cody Rhodes and world champion Seth Rollins confronted The Rock and Universal Champion Roman Reigns, accepting the challenge for a tag team match on night one of WrestleMania 40. The segment ended with Rhodes slapping Rock in the face as Rock had done to him at the WrestleMania press event last month.
Isn't it true that you're the youngest of three? And isn't it true that your sister was a cheerleader for the Dallas Cowboys? And isn't it true that your brother is a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer? Yeah, and you're 20 years younger than your siblings. Is that right? You know why? Because you were a mistake. Let him go. Let him go.
In the opening match, Kevin Owens and Randy Orton defeated Austin Theory and Grayson Waller. After the match, Orton and Owens were attacked by U.S. champion Logan Paul, but they ran him off. In the de facto main event, Dragon Lee defeated Angel Garza of Legado del Fantasma. After the win, Lee was attacked by Garza and the other members of his faction. In other results, Tiffany Stratton pinned Mishan, and Bobby Lashley won against Karrion Kross via disqualification due to outside interference from the Authors of Pain. The Authors of Pain then attacked both Lashley and the Street Profits after the match. In All Elite Wrestling news, announcer Kevin Kelly has been fired from the company, according to a story broken by the Pro Wrestling Torch. According to the Torch's sources, the firing is related to a series of tweets Kelly put out last weekend in which he criticized AEW for how he was being used and specifically accused fellow announcer Ian Riccaboni of publicly libeling him and sabotaging his career. Kelly was absent from his usual spot last Saturday on the AEW Collision announce table. There had been criticism of Kelly's performance on Collision months ago, and he was replaced by Tony Schiavone as Collision's lead play-by-play announcer in October. On a public Discord server last August, Riccaboni had made a series of negative comments about Kelly, stating his belief that Kelly had tried to hurt his career over the years, and specifically criticizing what he characterized as extreme right-wing views, including Kelly's public advocacy of Sound of Freedom, a 2023 film with links to QAnon conspiracy theories. The Wrestling Observer Newsletter reported that Riccaboni was not aware that the Discord server was public, but he stated he did not regret his comments. TNA Sacrifice streamed live on TNA Plus last night from St. Clair College in Windsor, Ontario. Moose made the second defense of the TNA world title, pinning Eric Young. Prior to the finish, as Eddie Edwards and Brian Myers distracted the referee, Frankie Kazarian attacked Young and choked him with a cable. Both sets of tag team honors changed hands on the show. Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards knocked off Ace Austin and Chris Bay to win the World Tag Team title. Later, Danny Luna and Jody Threat put down Killer Kelly and Masha Slamovich to win the Knockouts Tag Team title. The semi-main event of the show saw Jordynne Grace retain the Knockouts title in a three-way match against Xia Brookside and Tasha Steelz. Hammerstone returned to TNA and knocked off Josh Alexander in a rematch from this past January's Hard to Kill show. Other main card results saw Nick Nemeth defeat Steve Maclin, Mustafa Ali teamed with the Grizzled Young Vets to defeat Alex Shelley, Chris Sabin, and Kushida, and PCO defeated Khan in a no-disqualification match. The show was hampered by technical issues that plagued the beginning of the live broadcast and caused an apology from the company on social media. Two matches were held during the pre-show. Mike Bailey teamed with Trent Seven to down the Rascals, and Crazy Steve retained the digital media title, defeating Joe Hendry after interference from AJ Francis. Hendry replaced Laredo Kid, who missed the show due to travel issues. AEW Rampage was broadcast last night on TNT, featuring matches taped Wednesday at the Gas South Arena in Duluth, Georgia. In the main event, Top Flight won a three-way tag team match against Private Party and the team of Commander and Brian Keith. In other results, Penta El Zero Miedo beat Action Andretti, TBS champion Julia Hart retained over Robin Renegade, and the Best Friends defeated The Butcher and Kip Sabian. In WWE Hall of Fame news, the tag team of Barry Windham and Mike Rotunda, also known as the U.S. Express, has been announced as the latest inductees into the Hall of Fame, as was first reported yesterday by The Ringer. Windham and Rotunda were two-time WWF World Tag Team Champions and defended their title at the first WrestleMania against the Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff. Real American, the Rick Derringer record famously used as the entrance music for Hulk Hogan, was originally recorded for and first used by the U.S. Express. Mike Rotunda is the father of Bray Wyatt and Bo Dallas. Barry Windham, the son of Blackjack Mulligan, was previously inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame in 2012 as a member of the Four Horsemen. In more WWE news, Logan Paul's Prime Energy drink is now an official sponsor of WWE, according to an official statement made to Sports Illustrated. As part of the sponsorship deal, the Prime drink logo will be featured in the center of the ring mat on premium WWE live events going forward, starting with WrestleMania. This marks the first time in WWE history that a sponsor has been featured inside the ring, a practice that former chairman and owner Vince McMahon had reportedly always been against. Taking a look at international news, CMLL celebrated International Women's Day on Friday by running their first ever all-women's card in the 68-year history of Arena Mexico. In the main event, the Mexican National Tag Team Championship changed hands as the three-and-a-half-year reign of Jarochita and Juvela came to an end at the hands of Andromeda and Skydee. Two other title matches also took place. Dark Silhueta held on to the CMLL Japan women's title, defeating La Catalina, and Reina Isis retained the CMLL women's title, putting down the challenge of Zeusis. Marcella outlasted 11 other women to win the second annual Irma Gonzalez tournament. Gonzalez, who was on hand for the show, helped to pioneer women's wrestling in Mexico, and at 87 years old, is the oldest living women's wrestler born in the country. In the opener, Nautica and Sexy Soul defeated Lady Amazonia and Lady Metal. Germany's WXW promotion began their annual 16-karat gold tournament on Friday inside Turban Hall 1 in Oberhausen. First round results saw Manders defeat Luke Jacobs, Egil Blanc beat Leo Rush, Stephanie Mays topped Icarus, Laurence Roman topped Oscar, Mike DiVecchio defeated Gringo Loco, Masato Tanaka beat Elijah Bloom, Peter Tahani topped El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr., and Michael Oku topped Joseph Fenech Jr. The tournament continues today with the finals taking place on Sunday. Past winners include Walter, Shingo Takagi, El Generico, Ilya Dragunov, and Zack Sabre Jr. And New Japan Pro Wrestling yesterday presented the third night of the New Japan Cup in Kofu, Japan. Three more first-round matches took place with Shingo Takagi defeating Yuya Uemura, Gabe Kidd beating Callum Newman, and Hikaleo downing Oleg Bolton. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at Wrestling News AV. Our Facebook page is also Wrestling News AV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall, just the wrestling news. The Wrestling News is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the Wrestling Newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.